In this podcast, we're going to look at using tarot and astrology together in 2020. We're going to look at the cards that you can draw that will accompany specific dates. So the Jupiter conjunction with Saturn in Aquarius on the 21st of December 2020, which is like the exclamation mark as well as the full stop and the dot, dot, dot of this very new Aquarius weather. And we're also going to be looking at the conjunction, again a meeting between Jupiter and Pluto, which happens all year long, but very particularly on the 5th of April 2020, when Jupiter moves to 24 Capricorn, conjunct Pluto at 24 Capricorn. So this talk is really based on last night. Stephanie Johnson and I had a fantastic evening in Adelaide with lots of you who were new to astrology and tarot, as well as some professional readers. And I think it's true to say that if you use single card readings, it doesn't really matter if you've been doing this for years or whether you're a first timer, the cards are still going to talk to you. And the deck that I'm using now in this podcast, the deck that I used last night, is the Smithwaite Tarot Deck Centennial Edition, based on the work of Pamela Coleman Smith and Arthur Waite. Pamela and Arthur, as many of you will know, were trained in astrology as well as the tarot in the Golden Dawn, and a lot of astrology symbols have found their way into Pamela's pictures. One of the things that we did last night that I'd like you to do with your very first card, which fixes you in time, is to look for purely astrological symbols in the cards. So, for example, with Capricorn, the mountain goat, we are in Capricorn weather in 2020, you'd be looking for mountains or even goats hidden in the thrones. The Aquarius weather of 2020, which is on at the same time as this Capricorn weather, is often shown by wavy lines, the Aquarius logo, or water, wavy lines of water. And on a purely symbolic level, with Capricorn, you're going to be seeing images of success, people at the top, people who've made it, maybe people coming off the top of the mountain, which is going to happen in 2020. And with Aquarius, you'd be looking at images of friendship, and perhaps people who are good at feeding a community or a group. So what is this weather that we're talking about? Well, your first card will give you an inkling into that, and I'm going to do this with you now live, the way that we did it last night here in Adelaide. Stephanie looked at the incredible astrology of this year using the software from Astro Gold that she's so well known for, and went into the aspects of what's called the Great Conjunction, Jupiter meeting Saturn, as well as the other patterns that Jupiter's involved with. And that might show up in your first card. When we're talking about Jupiter, we're looking at anything that's big and expansive, that's about opportunity to grow and perhaps to go bigger. The first card in tarot is terribly important because it gives you a fix on the present in time and space. And it lets you know that the reading is working. It also will contain astrological hints, likely about the Aquarius weather and the Capricorn weather of 2020, but perhaps some other stuff that's going on as well. So the first card that I've drawn is very interesting because it talks to me about supplying a group or a community. It shows an angel who is 1 foot in and 1 foot out of the water, and it shows somebody who is very much about supplying what the group needs. And there was somebody just like this last night who I now have a business conversation with. So for me, this card is working, and it's clearly about Aquarius weather. Your first card could be anything at all, but with a little bit of close inspection, you'll begin to get the astrological message. When you look at the astrological weather that's happening, which you can always do on my website, you'll soon pick up what the story is. But in this session, what we're going to do is focus on the whole year 2020 and what's going on, which is unprecedented for you. You will never see this again in your life. None of us will ever see anything like this in our lives, actually. So the Jupiter conjunction to Saturn at 0 degrees of Aquarius, the sign of friendship, sisterhood and brotherhood, the group, takes place on the 21st of December 2020, at 20 past 6 in the evening, universal time, so just a few days before Christmas. Also, this is the aftermath of the American election. When you think about Jupiter as the problem solver of astrology, the expansion, the growth, the optimism and the hope, and you see him holding hands with Saturn, who is a symbol of extreme caution, method and order, in order to feel safer in an unsafe world. You have two conflicting planets, absolutely in the same sign at the same degree, sending a very strong message. In fact, Jupiter can only be in Aquarius every 12 years, and Saturn can only be in Aquarius about every 28 years. So for the pair of them to come together like this before Christmas, for your life and your horoscope, is significant. If you have anything at all in your personal birth chart at 0 degrees Aquarius, it will be picked up by that conjunction. This is a statement about the human family, diversity, community, and equality. It's a statement about the year 2021 and how radically different it's going to be to 2020. It's also a clear statement that the age of Capricorn is over. We are seeing the slow but steady erosion of Capricorn thinking, Capricorn ambition, its obsession with status, with being at the top, the structure, the system, and the establishment. That's all falling down the mountain as we go through the year. And I'll get onto that in a minute and how it influences your tarot reading and your life. But this image of friendship, brotherhood and sisterhood, people power within the group will also be picked up in your tarot. So find a card now to talk about that around 21st of December 2020, but absolutely hinted at as the year goes on. Jupiter's conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius will change the way that people are with each other. As for Aquarius, friends and the group is just as important as family, and sometimes more so. Aquarius is not particularly interested in love, sex, marriage and children. Aquarius is far more interested in friendship for its own sake. So some different sorts of values are coming through here, and you'll see it with today's teenagers, who were born with outer planets in the sign of Aquarius and are strongly Aquarian. Many of them are more interested in friendship online, networking together online, than they are in classic boy-girl dating. So all these influences are swirling around the 21st of December 2020, but they don't just land with a thump like a Monty Python foot. You actually have them building up all year. So there's a sense here that the group is the thing, and that large groups or tribes together can make it happen, and that there's strength in numbers as well. As I'm recording this in Adelaide in a hotel room, I have pigeons, believe it or not, who've just started coming into the room as a group, and in the background I can hear construction noise and also deconstruction noise, which reminds me of the other theme of this podcast and of your tarot reading. So while Aquarius weather that's coming in is very much about friendships and groups and people power harnessed for a single purpose and strength in numbers and safety in numbers, what we're also seeing is the slow crumbling of Pluto in Capricorn. The card that you've chosen to talk about the Capricorn weather will in some way show that deconstruction and reconstruction. And as I've mentioned, it becomes most obvious on the 5th of April 2020, when Jupiter at 24 Capricorn will conjunct Pluto at 24 Capricorn. Now in mythology, Jupiter always beat Pluto. And in history too, whenever we see Jupiter moving into the same zodiac sign as Pluto, we see the beginning of the end of people or organisations or sometimes situations which had dominated for too long and perhaps dominated too heavily as well. Certainly when you come to 1944, which is when we saw this cycle, there was no perhaps about it. Benito Mussolini in Italy, Adolf Hitler, both were poleaxed by the Jupiter-Pluto weather. The idea of being taken down, having a downfall, also coming off the top of the mountain or the structure itself collapsing all around you is very close to what Jupiter-Pluto is all about. In your own life, because Capricorn rules career, your job situation or the job situation of somebody who very much affects your life has been Plutoed right through the years 2018 and 2019. We've had Pluto and Saturn together in Capricorn. So there's been this sense that everything's been controlled from the top down, and Pluto and Saturn together can feel ridiculously heavy, excessively controlling, It's usually a man, not a woman, as the system is male. It's the bloke at the top of the patriarchy, but it can be a woman, sometimes strong-arming power, as an old-fashioned man used to do. So in your own world and the world of people who are also very concerned with people politics at work, what you've been experiencing can only happen once in your life, and 2020 is the resolution. In mythology, as I've said, Jupiter beat Pluto. In fact, it was Jupiter to whom the people appealed when Pluto had taken over the entire world. So when we see Jupiter conjunct or next to Pluto, not just in April, but they'll be dancing together all year. We know it is the beginning of the end of whomever or whatever dominates too much. On this same cycle, for example, we saw the end of apartheid in South Africa and the anointing of Nelson Mandela as leader. We also saw Barack Obama coming in as president at the White House. So it's the end of the White House. Jupiter-Pluto is always the beginning of the end of something or someone that has taken over, controlled, almost manipulated the universe around you into being a certain way. Jupiter-Pluto is also very much about the end of minority rule of the majority. So thinking back to 1944, just a couple of men there seemed to have Europe in their grip. But by the end of 1944, it became clear that in the wake of the Jupiter-Pluto cycle, it was over. D-Day happened on this cycle. So these are things to bear in mind as you're looking at your tarot card, which may be very explicit about just that sort of abuse of power, or perhaps a little bit more oblique. You will put the pieces together because it's your life and your tarot reading. So this has been a whistle-stop tour around everything that we talked about here in Adelaide last night, February 2020, the very beginning of the year. It will be an intense year. It will be a year of transition and transformation as we go from the old Age of Crumbling Capricorn into the very new, very different Aquarius era to come, which will intensify even more when Pluto goes into Aquarius in 2023. So it's a different way of thinking, a different way of seeing possibilities. Do use your membership guide, Pamela's Tarot, to help walk you through the cards if you need to. Otherwise, enjoy what you have and use your journal to record what you're seeing.